Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from the beautiful climes of Utah, where there's probably 6 or 7 feet of snow on the ground, is the professor from the Student of the Gun, that being Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I'm happy to report that there is snow in the mountains.
Okay.
In the upper elevation.
Right.
Now, when I say mountains, I'm sitting at around a little over 6,500 feet above sea level right now.
Tis only
Yeah, so out here in the west, in the mountains,
yeah,
they always give you two forecasts. They give you an above 8,000 forecast and a below 8,000 forecast.
Is the above
so 8? Below 8? Yeah, so they'll always say, like, well, above 8,000 expect and below 8,000 expect.
Do people live above 8,000 feet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Aspen's 8,800.
Okay.
Yeah. So, any user, but the good news is the sun's actually been out and we haven't had any new snow in a few days. So
there you go.
That's good.
There you go.
I'll take it.
Take it. So now you and Super Dave Harrington, you guys are good buddies. You worked together in the
yep.
past.
Oh yeah.
But I guess when the Glock 45 came out, and I don't know where he shifted to the Glock 45. Did he shift to the Glock 45 straight from the 1911?
Oh, no. Dave was running in competition. He was running an M&P for a long time. Yeah, Dave was running a Smith & Wesson M&P in like IDPAs and stuff like that. Of course, that was back in the mid-2000s, so I don't know.
Well, in any event, when he got the Glock 45, were you curious about that? Because I'm sure he would have been one of the ones that influenced, you would look at what he's running with some sort of a degree of respect.
I'll have to admit to you that the last decade or so, I really don't get super excited about new Glock numbers. And the truth is, I can hardly keep up. We're not to 50 yet, but boy, we're getting close. And I think if I was Glock and I knew that 50 was coming up, that I'd be designing something really super interesting. But then again, Glock generally doesn't do that. And it's funny, back in the olden days of the 90s and the late 90s, back during the Gen 1, Gen 2 days, You could make yourself a Glock 45 by just disassembling your gun and your buddy's gun and putting the pieces together. And then they started making the Gen 3s and 4s and 5s, and they didn't do that. But
right.
the Glock 45, I was actually pleasantly surprised to learn that it was supplanting the 17s and the 19s in law enforcement.
Right.
And I've got some friends that are still cops, and one of them was a sheriff deputy. I asked him about it, and he's like, dude, because I love that gun. He said, we switched over to him a couple years ago. And he said, dude, that's my favorite Glock ever, which is kind of crazy. It's funny thing is, it's not that big of a deal, really, but it seems to be just the perfect balance. And that's what they've really hit on it. They've hit on that perfect balance. So good on them, And of course, Glocknet doesn't give either of us a penny.
Right.
need to send those suckers a market. We need to send their marketing department an invoice.
Yeah, we do. But here's the thing. Like, with the Glock 45, I agree with you. That solves... Well, I don't know that it solves any problems. It actually creates a niche that I didn't know I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Because it... But, see, Glock was not satisfied with that, and they've come out with the 47 and the 49. Have you looked at those two?
Yeah, what they did is they did the opposite. They flipped it. And the funny thing is for those of us that carry guns,
right?
We've always known that that the slide part is not the part that is difficult to conceal.
Right.
It's the frame,
right.
It's the grip part.
Right.
And so when they came out with the 45, my first question was that I'm like, they're not solving a concealment problem. That's not what they're doing.
Right.
And with the other side is taking the long slide and putting it on the short frame. I don't know how popular that's going to be. It might be super popular. I don't know. But you know, I'm at that point right now where I'm not that worried about, I mean, I conceal, but I'm not a, what I would call a deep concealed non-permissive environment kind of person.
Yeah.
You know, like if somebody sees a bump under my shirt, you know, they're going to scream and call the police. Here where I live in the West, it's very common. People don't bat an eye.
Right.
You go to coffee shops or restaurants or whatever. People don't bat an eye if they see a gun on you. It's just part of everyday living. That's really the way the world should be, but you know, unfortunately, we have a lot of people that live like slaves in these big cities, and they have to be super paranoid about.
Unless you got a badge, you got a badge. That's
yeah. Well, unless you're part of the ruling class elite, and then you're good.
Right. But I mean, here's the thing with the Glock. Now, see, the 45. I understood the 45, although I was wondering about the 45 because I thought it cannibalized the 19 and the 17 buyer. Because the person that would buy the 17 would buy the 19 in case they needed something a little smaller to conceal in a different, right? Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. What agencies were doing is they're doing duty pistols and detective pistols.
Right.
Right? So your plainclothes guys get 19s and your duty guys get 17s.
So,
and I'm not really sure how they're doing that now, if they're just giving everybody, 45s and calling it good.
Yeah.
Which would make sense because the truth is detectives is like, it's not like narcs aren't going to carry them anyway. A narc is going to carry like a confiscated J frame.
Yeah.
Just so that he looks like a doper.
Okay.
They're not going to carry a duty gun.
I didn't know that. I've looked at some of the stuff Glock has done over the course of time and I understand, hey man, that's all I run right now. That's all I'm running is Glocks. In some way, shape, or form, I'm just running Glocks down. 45 is one day to day. But sometimes I look at Glock and I'm like, they're coming out with new models of guns just to sell more guns.
Like, well, you know, they have to keep up.
Sure.
You know, to their credit, they got to keep up with Sig, and they got to keep up with Smith. Sig's the big one right now. Smith's kind of a third party when it comes to top guns.
So. Right.
But yeah, I mean, look at what Sig's doing. And, I was on the Glock website yesterday and it says we have over blank number of models, you know, and while that is true, I also have to look at it and think, yeah, but how many of those do you sell? Like 22s and 23s, 27s, I think they still are listing the 45
gap.
Yeah, I think they're still listing the 45 Gap models on their website.
Right.
They're not selling any to anyone,
right?
But they're still there. They're like technically there.
Well, hang on for a minute. We'll continue this in just a second. I'm talking to Paul Markle. Paul Markle is the guy. He's the center of the truth about, or not the truth, the Student of the Gun website. And Student of the Gun website is a bunch of things. Mainly, it is a resource for whatever you may need, whether it's instruction, if you need a little first aid stuff, if you need first aid stuff and instruction, you got some books you want to buy on some how-tos or some whys, Paul is the guy to go see at Student of the Gun, where you can find it all in one place. It's a media hub as well. He does all kinds of content. Oh, guys, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun. Now, the good thing about the Glock 45 that you have now is that if you have holsters for the Glock 19, whatever they are, they're going to fit.
You're, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Y'all thought about that, though, didn't you?
Well, yeah, and the truth is most of it, if you got a 17 holster, if you got a 19 holster, you know, the opposite is not true. You can't put 17s and 19s,
but, right?
Unless it's an open bottom kind of thing, you know.
Right.
But and something else I noticed is that you know the I've got a Blackhawk level two, I don't know whatever model it is. It's a duty holster.
Right.
And that one is designed, it's a light bearing holster. And so the gun, the holster security system actually grips onto the light, the TLR1 from Streamlight. It grips onto that. It doesn't grip onto the gun.
Right.
So for that model, what you can do is you can run 17s, 19s, 45s, you know, 22s, 23s. If that's your bag, man.
Right. One holster. But, no waiting.
Yeah. One holster. So for, I've been running a 17 in that, and I just put the 45 in there with the TLR on it, and then fits perfectly like a glove.
Yep. I have a TLR1S on my Glock 17. So, in any event, one thing I found out though, for any of you buying a Glock 45, you should get the TLR7A Flex, because that fits every one of those holsters that in that size light. So if you got a TLR8 or a TLR older TLR7, it'll fit that. I got that the other day because I got some holsters sent to me. Are you familiar with G-code?
I am familiar with them.
What do you think? Do you like them?
I've never used them. I know that they exist, but that's as far as it goes.
They were a sponsor of mine many moons ago when I was new, when nobody should have been sponsoring me because I hadn't done anything yet, but they were. And they sent me a little care box the other day, which is quite interesting. They have, like the Safariland has the QLS system, they have the RTI system. And I've tried, do you like the QLS system?
I understand it, and when I was working with the military and it's setting up a lot of, you know, drop leg rigs and different stuff, I was excited about it. I'm not really so much excited about it anymore. I don't really need it.
Well, is it just a belt slide, your Blackhawk holster? How does that connect to your holster?
Yeah, it's just a belt slide. I put it on a duty belt and set it up, and it's rock solid and it doesn't move.
Right. That is the thing.
I think, quite frankly, a lot of times people get super. We're looking for new and improved Tide. You know, we're just looking for toys to play with. The average person they're hardly going to ever use that.
Right.
But it's like folding ARs, like the ones that. I mean, I kind of get it, but how important is that really? You know, with these ARs where you can fold the buffer tube, or the other ones where you can disassemble them and then put them back together without tools. So like, who needs to do that?
Well, I guess I've seen those too. I've had a folder before, and the thing about the folder was that the folding ARs, when you put the law adapter on, a lawman adapter.
Oh, yeah, I have one.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can't fire it when it's folded.
No.
It is essentially the same
more than
when it's folded.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
and
you know when I saw
in the great, well, you know who fixed that?
Who?
Brownells. They fixed that with their BRN-180, basically their Brownells version of the AR-18 or the AR-180,
right.
The Armalite,
right?
Because it has a different operating system, so you can fold that stock and shoot it all day long if you want to.
It's not important to me whether I can shoot it without a stock. I think if it's got a stock on it, fold it out, pop it out, stick it on your shoulder, and let's go. But as far as the rest of it is concerned, I sort of have been persuaded by Super Dave again. Super Dave is he likes basics to the point of it being a fault. And he wasn't like, I was like, well, what bag do you put your gun in? And he's like, why would I put my gun in a bag? If I have to get out of the car and deploy a rifle, I don't need to be digging it out of a bag. So I said, okay. That makes sense to me. So, I mean, I have a grab bag now that I grab that has some stuff in it that will go with the AR, and I've got the AR right there, and I just snatch it up, and it's ready to go. So to that end, you know, I do have an SBR I do have, and I have a pistol braced 5.56. So, whichever.
Well, here's the thing: if you have a pistol that has a brace on it and it's SBR'd,
yeah,
you don't need the brace.
Oh, I know that, but see, I haven't form one the 5.56 yet. I may do.
Yeah, we're kind of over the rainbow with this nonsense anyway, with this BATF. The AFT nonsense, we're kind of over the rainbow with that.
Howard, what does that mean? AFT. You say you're over the rainbow. What do you mean?
We've lost all. There's no sanity. There's no honesty left in it. It's just they're just going to arbitrarily decide what they want, and we're going to have to decide whether or not we want to get on our knees and beg them for permission to live our lives. And pretty sure that's not how American citizens are supposed to order their lives. We're not supposed to get on our knees and beg our masters in Washington for permission to live. But we'll see. We shall see.
So do you believe that it will never come to a point of radical kinetic pushback on our part?
Oh, people are going to be hungry.
Yeah,
they're going to be hungry.
Well, I mean, they're putting that stuff in place already to make that away. I mean, do you think if they're hungry and cold, that would do it?
Hungry, cold, their plan is to make examples of individuals to scare the people into submission. I mean, they know that at the end of the day that the American people are the bull elephant, and so. You probably learned this when you were a child or whatever, but how do you keep a bull elephant from just taking off and trampling? Well, when he's a baby, what do? You know, go watch Dumbo or whatever. Well, that's how they did it. They took a calf elephant and they put a chain on its leg and it pulled and pulled and pulled and pulled when it was a calf and it didn't have the strength to break the chain. So. It just assumes that the chain can't be broken.
Right.
Now, once it becomes a bull, once it grows up and becomes a bull elephant, it could break the chain, no problem.
Indeed.
But it's been convinced that it can't. And you see, the American people are the bull elephant.
Right.
And if we ever hold on the chain.
Hold that thought on pulling on the chain. We'll continue this on the other side. Paul Markle is the head of Student of the Gun. Therefore, he does a lot of training on, and he makes all kinds of provisions for being the bull elephant that breaks the chain. And it is better to be prepared to be that bull elephant that breaks the chain than it is to think about it. And that's why you need to go to Student of the Gun, because that will help you make certain steps that you need to be doing right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. In Rudy Giuliani's defamation trial, jurors have granted nearly $150 million to two Georgia election workers. The verdict concluded he had defamed the poll workers in 2020. Afterward, Giuliani said, "It's not over.
Possibly we'll move for a new trial. Certainly we'll appeal. The absurdity of the number merely underscores the absurdity of the entire proceeding."
Giuliani had accused the workers of being involved in stealing the 2020 presidential election from Trump. President Biden's job approval rating has reached a record low. According to a recent Pew Research Center poll, only 33% of Americans approve of the president's job performance. Israeli forces have acknowledged responsibility for unintentionally causing the death of three hostages held by Hamas during a conflict in northern Gaza Friday. IDF troops fired upon them after initially perceiving them as a threat. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Paul Markle. We were just talking about being the bull that breaks the chain. And I guess my question would be, do you honestly believe that we, like, I know the blue states will do whatever they're told to do because they're already in that predicament. They're already cowed to that degree.
Oh yeah, they're the mask wearers, they're the vax takers, the mother may I.
Yeah,
they're the psychotic lunatics that say things like, "Is that legal? Are you allowed to have that?" Like if you're a grown ass adult and you say the words, "Are you allowed?" I have no respect for you. You're pathetic. You're just pathetic. But to finish that point, their biggest fear, I believe the biggest fear they have in D.C. is for the people to actually realize that we have the strength. Because regardless of how many thugs and secret police officers and criminals they have employed in the various alphabet agencies, there's still 1,000 times more of us than there are of them.
Yep.
So they have to keep us submissive.
Right.
They have to convince us that we're not allowed. You know, that goes back to the food consumption, all the omega sixes that affect people's thought processes and abilities and so forth. And if the American people ate fresh, non-processed food that didn't have all the garbage in it and their brains were fully functioning, they wouldn't have a prayer in D.C. to control us.
Right.
But I digress. So you want to talk about training?
Well, I don't necessarily want to talk about training. What I want to talk about is that, so do you believe like I do that there would be like basically two Americas if they really go full on tyrannical?
Well, yeah, and you know, if you look at a map, there is no such thing as a quote blue state. You know, the idea that the entire state of Illinois is a Democrat is not true.
And
same thing in New York.
Yeah.
Right. So you have these, if you look at the voting map, you have these like cancerous tumors on the x-ray of the United States of America. It's like it's like we did a PET scan of the United States and we have all these blue tumors all over it. And we have tumors in Cook County. We have tumors in you know, Manhattan, New York. We have tumors in Philadelphia. And that's, you know, that's been very common. As long as we've been piling people on top of each other in cities, they lose their sense of independence and they become dependent on a big brother. And that's why they want to pile people up in cities, because they know that that is the natural default. You put people in cities, you stack them on top of each other like rats, and then they become dependent. They become comfortable and they become dependent. You know, look at the cities. We used to have a problem where people would freak out if there was an electric blackout. You know, if the electricity went out, people were freaking.
Right.
In our modern world, if the internet goes out in a city, they freak out. Like, they still have power. They still have gas. You know, they still have utilities. The internet is out.
Right.
And people are losing their minds. That's how weak we have become. We've become so weak that if we can't look at a TikTok video on demand on our phone, that we don't know how to operate. And what's crazy, though, is that we've gotten away from landlines. You remember when you were a kid, if the power went out, your phone still worked?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
You would call the power company to report a power outage on your phone.
Yep.
Because it still worked.
Yep.
You know, now everything's based on Wi-Fi and internet, and if you lose that, you're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do either.
But, you know, here's the thing. Now, I have existed without both. Right.
Right.
And my time in the military took me into places where I didn't know what was going on back in the rear. I didn't know what was going on at my house. You know, I'd be in the field for a month and I learned how to embrace the idea that this was not in my control anymore. And I was just I had a job to do. And I don't think sometimes. I know most people today don't know how to operate in that sort of an environment. Like you said, if they lose Wi-Fi for 5 minutes, they start to panic. So so in the event, though, that they were to try to do some of the stuff they want to do, which I have no doubt about what they want to do, and at the same time, I don't know how they think they would actually pull that off logistically. That's the problem. Their logistics would be they wouldn't be able to handle it.
Well, what we see and what we saw is what every tyrannical government in the history of the world has ever done, is there's never enough bureaucrats and Stasi officers and Gestapo officers to fully and completely, you know, cow the citizenry.
Right.
So what you do is you get cooperative slaves. You get this tyranny by proxy. So the government doesn't have to be there. You know, they didn't need to in 2020 and 21 and so forth. They didn't need to go to every grocery store and send their Stasi agents out, you know, to force you to put masks on. What they did is they just co-opted these private businesses. You know, they needed you to take the poison shot. So, but they couldn't force you. So they co-opted the businesses and they made your employer tell you that if you didn't take the poison shot, you're going to lose your job.
Right.
You know, I remember in 2020 going to grocery stores in March and April and May and they didn't say anything about masks. And then all of a sudden, you know, our masters in DC decided that we needed to do that. So, what did they do? They co-opted the Kroger and the Walmart, because all of a sudden, did you notice that, how it was like a 180? Like, you were going to the store for weeks and months, and they never say anything about masks. And then all of a sudden, they had the little Nazis at the front door you know, stopping you, telling you to put your mask on. And that's tyranny by proxy.
Yeah. Yeah, that during that time, I was very, it was easy to irritate me because it wasn't only the store. You know, like in a Walmart store, they had arrows which way you were supposed to go.
Oh, that ridiculousness, yeah.
And I'd be at the end of one aisle, and then what I would want would be right there, but the arrow would be going the opposite way. So I would just say, you know what? Okay, I got to bleep that one. I would just say, and I'd go that way, and whoever was coming up, the customer would be a scold on that one. They'd just be.
Oh yeah, they were useful idiots. You know, the Karens, the people screaming at strangers in stores and restaurants and so forth to put their masks on and so forth. Like, how did we get to a point where people felt okay with, or they thought they were entitled to scream at strangers to do what they wanted them to do?
I don't know.
And it's that tyranny by proxy.
Yep.
Because they feel like the government is behind them.
Yeah. Well,
you see the Karens that are screaming at you to put your mask on.
Yeah.
They feel like they're on the side of the government.
Well,
so they're right.
Whenever that happens, I always think about Mike Tyson going saying, "Everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face." We're coming up on the last break. I'm speaking with Paul Markle. I've just broken my own rule just now, and I'm going to have to go back and do a little editing on that one, but you guys will hear it at the beep. Yeah, I had to write that one down. So, but find Paul where he never does that, at Student of the Gun, studentofthegun.com. Of course, and you can find some other stuff. I need to ask you about blowout kits. I know what you told me, but I don't remember the details, so that's what I want to ask you in the next segment. But studentofthegun.com, books, training programs, all the media he puts out, the YouTube channel, all that stuff, store, I mean, whatever. He's got it all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I'm on the firing line. This is Lock and Load talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. And I'm not even going to worry about the blowout kit. We'll talk about that in just a second. You started, or you sent me a picture yesterday of you recording Armed in America or Armed in Society Today or something like this. This is one of these.
Living Armed.
Living Armed in America or something like that.
Yeah, Living Armed.
And what is this going to be? What is this a part of?
Yeah, so essentially, Jared was approached by a person in Salt Lake City in the Valley who runs fitness centers, and they talked about gun stuff, and he said, well, could you do a 1 hour seminar for my clients that would be valuable or what have you? And Jared called me and he said, what do you think, Ted? Could we give somebody? And so I paused and I was like, all right, well, what could I do in 1 hour that would give people valuable information? You know, obviously, we wouldn't be shooting or going through drills, and I thought, well, you know, there's certain things that everybody who owns a gun has to have. Doesn't matter, you know, what your plan for that gun is, whether it's I just like to shoot tin cans or whatever. And number one is addressing the four universal safety rules, because I think there's still lots of confusion, because people go to ranges and they're greeted by the 3-page briefing or the sign that starts at the ceiling and goes to the floor, and it's confusing. And we need to cut out all the nonsense and get down to the nitty gritty and say, all right, what's really important? And it's the four big rules are the ones that are really important. And then the other thing that we need to talk about, and this is where I said I was kind of surprised. I had a gentleman in the class who told me, he goes, oh, I just got my renewal notice in the mail. You know, that I have to renew my concealed carry permit. And we went over the big three checklist for justifiable use of deadly force, and that's ability, opportunity, and intent. And I went through those, and we did the definition of deadly force and serious bodily harm and disparity of force and so forth. And I went to the question section. This gentleman who had told me at the beginning of the class that he had a concealed carry permit, he said, why aren't other people talking about this and explaining it? And he said, that's the first time it's ever been explained to me like that. And he goes, I never heard the way you said it. I've never heard before. And I thought, wow. So this guy actually went to a state approved concealed carry class, took the test, got his certificate, got the plastic card with his picture on it, and had never gone through a class where they detailed and explained, you have to be able to check off all three. Two's not enough. One's not enough. You know, all three check blocks before you can legally, morally, justifiably use deadly force. And, I don't believe, I know that the reason that is because that's not the fun part. You know, Americans want to do the fun part, the shooty shoot part, the cool part, the Instagram model part, you know, all these nonsensical mongoloids on Instagram or TikTok or whatever. But, you know, these Instagram models, they all want to do the cool, sexy stuff, but they don't want to talk about the important stuff. Like, well, I don't want to go to prison, so I probably should do everything right. You know, I don't want to, you know, live with guilt the rest of my life, so I should probably do everything right. And that's part of living armed. That's part of understanding the responsibility. You know, these are things that should be taught to, you know, they should be taught to kids in high school.
Right.
They need to understand that. You know, and what is, and he said, well, how come when there's a shooting, they never touch on any of these things in the news, you know, papers or the articles or the whatever? I said, first of all, it's not just that the media doesn't care. It's that, or that they're ignorant. It's like that they don't care. That doesn't support the agenda. The first thing they look at is, well, is the color, the skin color of the person who pulled the trigger a different skin color or a lighter skin color than the person who received it? You know, that's what they look at first. They look at race and they look at this and they look at it. They don't look at the facts. Because, you know, when Kyle Rittenhouse, and that's been a couple of years now, when Rittenhouse, when that came out, and we all saw the video and we all knew that kid was in jeopardy. They had the ability, opportunity, and they had the demonstrated intent to do deadly force harm to that kid.
Yep.
He was straight up 100% justified. And the fact that that went to trial demonstrates that the DAs in these cities are criminals. They're criminals. The DA who charged him should be disbarred and brought up on charges, because ability and opportunity and intent were there threefold. There was more than that. And they should have never brought charges against that guy.
Right.
But they did, because they're criminals.
Yep.
And the thing is, if every American citizen, Bill, just forget American citizen, if every American gun owner, and there's tens of millions of us, 180 million of us, if every American gun owner understood the big three, if they understood that, then these criminals these criminal district attorneys in these big cities, they wouldn't be able to get away with this garbage. The only reason they get away with it is because people are ignorant and they don't know what the law is. And they, you know, they base their decisions on what the newspaper tells them or emotions. So, yes. So at the end of the day, what's important about that, the reason that we filmed it is because we're going to be creating a downloadable video product. And people are going to be able to go to Student of the Gun University, SOTGU, and they'll be able to get that and just consume that content regardless of where they are, and they'll be able to do it on demand. So, I mean, we did it live, but you know, the whole purpose of doing it live was so that we could set up an opportunity to record it.
Will this be something that you can, like, sign up for? Will this be, like, if you sign up
is this a series
that you will be publishing and you can get the ones you want and the ones you don't want not get and stuff like that?
It's not going to be. This particular one, the Living Armed, it'll probably be about 45 minutes long. So it'll be one video with all the when I explain and I discuss the universal safety rules, I explain and discuss justifiable use of force. What will you actually, what does the law say? I don't care what CNN says. What does the law actually say? And how are you judged? You know, and what is the definition of deadly force? How many people understand that deadly force is two parts? It's death and or serious bodily harm. You know, how many people understand disparity of force as a legal term? You know, you need to know that, because the newspaper will say, if three men are attacking you and they don't have a weapon, you can't use a gun to defend yourself. The heck you can't.
because three men attacking a single person or two men attacking a single person is a disparity of force situation, which creates a deadly force threat. And it's been affirmed in the courts over and over and over and over again. But people need to understand that.
Yeah.
Anybody who owns a gun needs to understand that. And I know a lot of people don't. They have. How many people have you ever encountered someone who said, well, I have a permit, but I don't really carry all the time?
Yes.
And why is that?
Because
they don't have confidence.
They don't have confidence. Or they've gotten out there and they give in to the thing where it's they haven't figured out what they got to do to carry it correctly.
Right.
I mean, it's when you're trying to do something and you're trying to find some comfort. Carrying guns doesn't mean that you're comfortable.
Yep.
Anyway.
No, they're not to that point, you know, you need to understand. And somebody in the class asked me, I got to ask one question, yes or no, should I carry with a round in the chamber? I'm like, yes, that's it.
Yeah, I saw something John Farnham wrote about this, and I don't have time to go into it, but you ought to go find that because there's a reason they do it, and it's a stupid reason. So, anyway. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me again.
Sir.
I appreciate it.
Studentofthegun.com. Go sign up for the course. Go sign up for the continuing education. Go see what it's like to living armed. Go get you a book. Go get you a blowout kit. Go find out where to find all of his stuff. As for me, I'll be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, I think it is important for you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.